turn to you this morning. God, we can't do anything in this life without you, God. God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. God, we thank you, God, for this time of worship, God. We thank you, God, for this moment that we have with you, God. And I pray, God, as we go into this word this morning, God, that we would open our hearts and our ears this morning. We would understand, we would see what it is that you have for us today, God. And I thank you, God, that you are here in this place. Your presence is here this morning. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Thank you so much for I pulled that pulpit up and I hope it doesn't break. Thank you so much for giving this morning, and know that we are going to be able to bless this other church in Tennessee, and I'm super excited about that. So thank you so much for giving this morning and doing that. This morning, I want to encourage you to not miss next Sunday. And I want to encourage you to invite somebody with you, because next Sunday is going to be a great opportunity for us as a church, as a body of people, a body of believers. It is going to be an awesome opportunity for us to do two things. One is going to be we're going to be bringing in new families into the church as members, and so we're excited about that. But we're also excited about the water baptism service. I know right now I have at least three people who are saying they want to be baptized, and one of them is a kid. There's a kid that wants to be baptized, so I'm super excited about that. And so just want you to invite somebody to come with you. Invite somebody with you every week, but especially next week. Just allow them to see. Let them see what it is that God is doing. Let them see what it is that is happening here at the church. And we are excited about that. So thank you so much for being here this morning. Don't miss next week. And I know that you will be blessed with Bishop Winter. And what he is going to be able to speak with us. I told my wife, I said, I want to be able to bring some people in to speak so you don't get tired of listening to just me. But then I don't want them to do a really good job either, because then you may want them to stay and you may want them to preach every week. So I'll have to limit the amount of time we have guest speakers. No, I'm just kidding. But I do want to let you know of a couple of new things that are happening, but a reminder as well. That we're going to be doing the church decorating for Christmas is coming up, and so my wife's ready to decorate it now. I told her she had to wait. The Christmas tree, she literally took the Christmas tree and brought it upstairs out of the basement in our house. It's still in the box, but it is in the living room, so we are closer to Christmas already, but it is there. But so we want to remind you that the Sunday after Thanksgiving, we'll have a church potluck after church, and then we'll be taking care of cleaning up and getting everything ready for Christmas here at the building. So we want you to be involved in that. We just have a lot going on, and I'm super excited about what is happening and what's going on. So this morning, if you have your Bibles, you can move over to Acts chapter 2, and we're going to go to verse 41. And I want you to understand and see a couple of things here that we are going to be speaking about. If you remember, we are in our series, Upon This Rock. This is our last week on this series of foundation building for the church, and just knowing that we are ready to start into our next series. And so, not next week, but the following week, we are going to be going into a series that I have not yet titled yet. So as soon as I find out what that's going to be, I'll let you know. But we're excited about being at the end of this series and just kind of moving on and being ready to see what happens. This morning I want to talk to you about baptism. And why do we do baptism? What is it all about? What kind of baptisms do we do? And all those things. See, a lot of places and a lot of people, they do baptism completely different. There's several different types of baptism. So this morning, I want to just kind of go through that. To me, what baptism is this. Baptism is an outward expression of what has happened to you on the inside. When you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, then you can be baptized. I want you to understand something. You cannot get baptized and then get saved. It doesn't work like that. See, you have to understand that baptism is you saying and saying, okay, God, I have accepted you. I have asked you to be in my life. I have asked you to be a part of my life. And now I want you to cleanse me and show me what it is to be follower of you, but also you're showing other people that you have made that decision. It is a public confession to other people to see. Now, I will say this. There are several people who have done baptisms, and they have done baptisms in the lake. They've done baptisms in the ocean. They've done baptism in the swimming pool. They've done baptism in the tub. Literally, we have a giant tub back there. And our giant tub that's back there, we literally fill it up with water and we do our baptism. Is it any different than the water that comes out when we go to take a drink? No, it's the same thing. We didn't do anything different to the water. It's the symbol that we use that we're doing this. So I want you to understand that this morning. I have a friend who they planted the church the same time we did. The exact same day in Wilmington, North Carolina, they planted a church. And they literally are planted inside of a movie theater. I want you to know, be excited that you do not have to show up every Sunday at 6:30 in the morning to the movie theater and set up church and get everything ready. And then as soon as church is over, tear it all down and be done and out of the building by noon. They do that every single week. We are blessed to have a building that we don't have to do that. So, he planted this church. They're inside this movie theater. I talked to him the other day. I said, how long are you guys going to stay in the movie theater? He goes, I'll stay in the movie theater for 2 or 3 or 4 years. He's like, with the relationship I have with them, they literally just ran inside the movie theater. They just ran their own personal projector line. So they have their own line to their computer. The movie theater said, you guys do what you want. We love you being here. They love having them. They let them run an HDMI cable as far as they needed to make it. They literally used the screen as a background that they used for the movie. So last night, it was a movie, whatever, played in that theater. And this morning, they're having church inside the theater. It is awesome. So talking to him, I said, so what are you going to do about certain things? He goes, well, we actually are going to do water baptism. And I said, oh, sweet, what are you doing? He goes, we're going to the ocean. He's like, we're going to the beach. And we're going to do water baptism at the beach. And I was like, dude, that sounds like it's awesome. He goes, but I can only do it for a certain amount of time. And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, eventually the beach is great, but it gets really cold. He said, so I can't take people out there. I said, just do polar plunge. You'll be all right. Just take them, dump them. You're fine. You're good. He's like, no. He's like, I don't think I'll do that. He's like, well, I'm going to figure something out. But we have people who do things. They do water baptism in all different locations, all different places. I remember when I was a kid, we used to go over to a certain place and we would do it at their house in the swimming pool. We would always go and do water baptism. I remember being a kid, I was baptizing my brothers in the swimming pool. It's like, oh, here you go, dunk them, you know. If you knew you were a church kid if you were baptizing your friends in the pool, right? So, water baptism is exciting. Water baptism is fun. It's a way for us to see that change in people. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, it says this. It says, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the number that day. Now, I want you to understand this. This is talking, in this scripture, it's talking about baptism, but it's talking also about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. But we're going to look at it as a reference of being baptized this morning about water baptism. Because I want you to understand something. You can't get baptized until you've accepted the message. Until you've taken the message, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to get baptized this morning. I went fishing last week. I can't literally take the boat, go to the lake, get there, clean the fish, and then go out and catch them. It doesn't work that way. I have to catch them first, then bring them in, and then clean them. So we have to understand that there's a process and the things we have to do. But then it says, and about 3,000 were added to the number that day. I want you to understand something that the Word is saying here. That after they were baptized, after they believed and they became baptized, then they became members of the church. They became part of the believers, the body of people that were together. So when we see this, we have to understand something, that in order for us to be members, we have to have a relationship with God. We have to know who He is. We become baptized, and then we become members, and we're all together in the same place. So here's what I have, 3 points this morning of what baptism is. The first one is baptism is covenant. Covenant means an agreement which brings about a relationship of commitment between God and His people. That commitment, or the covenant, or the agreement starts with salvation. When I bring somebody into the baptism pool and I look at them and I say, are you ready to be baptized? And they say yes. I will first look at them and say, have you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Yes. If they say yes, awesome. If they say no and we're in the baptism tank, it's happening now. We got to make sure. Remember I said I can't go and grab the fish and just start cleaning and not catching them. I got to make sure that they're ready first. So I'm going to ask you, hey, have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Yes, I have. Awesome. So let's get to the next thing. Because we cannot have baptism without having the relationship with Jesus. That relationship is vital to you being saved. Your relationship that you have with Jesus is the same as your relationship with your friend. It's the same as your relationship with your spouse. It's the same as your relationship with your siblings. Whatever it may be, you're going to have that relationship with Him to understand who He is to you and what He wants to have for you. The Bible says that He has plans for you. He has desires for you. But those plans and desires are given to you because He loves you. Those plans and desires are given to you because He knows what is best for you. Trust me when I say this. It is going to cost you something. It costs you something to be baptized. What does it cost you? It costs you your life. It costs you your life to understand that your life is not your own, but it is to follow Him, and to understand that He loves you and He has a purpose for you. It's a commitment. A commitment to following Him. A covenant that you make with God and you say, I will follow you. I will promise you something. Just because you say you're going to follow Jesus doesn't mean it's going to be easy every day.
Come on now.
I promise you this morning that just because you say, okay, I'm going to get saved today in church, and I'm going to go up and I'm going to lay it all down and I'm going to walk away, does that mean that all of a sudden you walk outside and it's like sun shining and the roses are bloomed and it just looks amazing and you're never going to have a trial, you're never going to have trouble? No. Even the disciples realized that they had storms around them with Jesus.
Right.
But one thing they realized in the middle of the storm and the trial, that Jesus was there, they realized something. The storm wasn't as bad because Jesus was in the boat. The storm could have been a whole lot worse, but He was with them. That's another message for another day. But you know, I'm just saying this morning that there comes an opportunity for us that we have to remember and we have to believe that this is something that we have to take and be honest about ourselves with.
Yeah.
We have to look at it and say, this is the moment where I've made that decision that I'm laying my life down and I'm pushing after who Jesus is.
Amen.
Baptism is a commitment.
Yeah.
Baptism is an agreement that you have with God that you are going to do what he asked for you to do. When me and my wife got married, I made a commitment to her. It was a covenant. It was an agreement that every time she said something, I would do it. She finally got it. It was a commitment. It was an agreement that when she said something, I said, yes, dear. I saw something on Facebook the other day, and it made me think a little bit. And it said, everybody keeps saying it, happy wife, happy life. But it should be happy spouse. Because, do what? Happy spouse, happy house. Because if what happens is this, we can have happy wife, she could be out doing everything, and I could be at home, and guess what? I might not be very happy. And when she comes home from Target, I don't know what it is about Target. I'm going on a rabbit trail over here for a second. I don't know what it is about Target. You go to Target with my wife, and she's like, it's the dollar bin. I said, it doesn't mean you have to spend $100 in the dollar bin. Because even though they have the dollar bin is great, but let's not spend $100. I don't spend $100 when I go to Dollar Tree, but we spend $100 in the dollar bin at Target. But see what happens. You see what happens is this. We have that relationship, that covenant, that commitment. And there's times where she's not going to be happy with what I'm saying. I promise you, there's going to be moments that you're going to be like, God, are you sure that's what you want me to do?
That's right.
Are you exactly sure that you want me to leave where I am and I'm comfortable to go and do something that I am not comfortable doing? God, are you sure you want me to go to that church with that pastor? That pastor knows me. I can literally say this about almost everybody in this room. That pastor knows me. He knows who I am, who I've been before. He knows the things I like and the things I don't. He knows how I say things and when I don't say things. And he knows if I don't say anything and when I'm staring at him, looking at him like, that he's going to have these lasers that are coming at him. I get it. I understand. But God has looked at you and he said, listen, I have a plan. This is the plan. This is what it is. There's going to come a moment where there's going to be people, I promise. I'm waiting for the day that people are going to walk in the room, and it's going to be somebody that none of us knows, and we're going to be like, wow, look at that. It's not all people that pastor knows. But guess what? Those people will become people that we all know. Those people become people that we start to find out things about them. We start to understand who they are.
Yeah.
And then we start saying, okay, well, we know things about them now. We know what makes them tick. We know what it feels like to have that relationship with someone. But we have to know that in that covenant, that even though it may be difficult, that God is still looking at us saying, it's okay. In the middle of the promise, there may be a little bit of time where you're going to have to stand up and say, God, I'm still following you, even though it's hard.
Yeah.
God, I'm still pushing, even though it's difficult. Because I promise you, there's going to be moments where it's going to be hard. There's going to be moments where you don't want to. I looked at my wife the other day and I said, I just don't want an adult today. I don't want to adult. I don't want to do anything. I just want to go and find a place and just sit there and just say, I'm just going to play with my puzzle and be happy.
Yes.
And just go downstairs, put my puzzle together, and just leave things alone. Just don't ever say anything. Don't come upstairs. I'll take my bottle of water down with me, and I'll just go down and hang out with just me and my puzzle, and I'm okay. But what happens is this. We have to get up. We have to walk out the door. We have to go and do the things, but we have to show people that we have that relationship with
Him. Yeah.
The second thing is this. Baptism is cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
When you are baptized, especially denomination, we believe in fully submerging into water. Now, I will promise you when I say this, I am not saying anything negative about any other denomination, but I'm saying this. With our denomination, we believe in full submersion, going completely under the water, completely back up. Other denominations believe differently, and that's okay. But I want you to see something. When you go completely under the water and you come completely up, you are literally going down as the old person and coming back up as the new person.
Come on, that's good.
You literally are going down into the water, getting completely soaked up in who Jesus is and coming straight back up and completely covered in Him. I promise you, next week when I go and I baptize somebody, they are not going to go down in the water, come back up completely dry.
Right.
If that happens, I will be out of the tank. Because something went wrong. I'm just saying, something is not right. If I baptize somebody and they go down and back up and they are completely dry, I'm out. You will see my feet over the ledge. I'll just jump right out. And hopefully the water stays in there and I'm dry too because I don't want to mess up the equipment. But I'm saying this. What we have to understand is that it cleanses us. Why do we wash our hands? Because they're dirty. We wash our hands. We don't just, you ever just walk up to the sink and just go, just a little spray will be fine. I just need just a dab of water to get the sticky off. No, I get something sticky on my hands. I go and get donuts every single Sunday. Every Sunday at 10 o'clock, there's donuts in here. They don't just show up, okay? I go pick them up. I personally pick them out, okay? I pick out some of them. I pick out specifically for certain people, Aunt Tammy. But I pick them out. Tammy likes, she likes the twisted donuts, which I like. So if you see a whole box of a dozen twisted donuts, you know because all you all start eating all my twisted donuts before I get one. So we have these donuts that are in there. But every week when I go, I promise you, when I get to the grocery store to go pick up the donuts, I grab the little piece of the paper. You know, you get the little piece of paper, you go grab your donuts. Somehow, by the end of it, my fingers are sticky with donut stuff on it. And I'm like, how? I used the little piece of paper. Like, how does that work? So I walk through the whole store like this. Like, my hand's sticky. And I'm like, what do I do? So I don't just walk over and be like, can you just, like, mist a little bit of water on there so I can, like, get my, I literally take, like, a whole bottle of water, like, dumping it on my hands to try to get my fingers, because what happens is I feel the dirt, I feel the junk that is on it. So when we baptize fully underwater, fully back up. Some people, next week, I may have to leave under a boat a couple seconds longer. You never know.
Watch it.
Laura's getting baptized, she said, watch it. Don't leave me under there. How long do I leave? And they're down and they're dirty and they come back up and they just feel that cleansing. I've been in services where people have just spontaneously decided they wanted to get baptized. They didn't bring any extra clothes. They had no towels. They had nothing. Yeah. They all of a sudden just decided, let's go. Everybody else is doing it. I'll jump in and do it too. Has anybody ever seen the video of the little kid who dunked himself? It is so cute. So this little guy, he's a little black boy that he was in the water with the pastor. And they're talking, and he's getting so excited that he finally decides he's done waiting. He literally just dumps himself in the water back up, and then everybody's like, and he goes, I did it! Like, he was so excited about it. But it's funny because the excitement that he had to be baptized, it overtook him to the place where he knew what he was doing. See, we don't just jump into baptism and say, okay, just somebody get me wet. I just want somebody just to soak me in water right now this morning. Like, no, we go into it and we understand why we do it.
Yeah.
We go into it with an excitement. Some people feel cleansed immediately. Some people feel cleansed when they walk up and they give their life to Jesus and they say, I just need to show other people what this is about.
Come on.
I just want to show people that I'm not just saying that I got saved, but I'm actually doing something. The cleansing is a washing away of the old person, washing away of the junk that we have, and raising up into a new thing. I've talked to people who said that they have been addicted to things, and the moment that they went down and came back up, they had no desire to do it ever again. The cleansing is saying, I have lowered down into the water dirty and raised up in the water cleansed and refreshed and made whole. The cleansing is symbolic. It's symbolic. Do you know that Jesus himself was baptized in water, submerged completely underwater by somebody who said, I'm not even worthy enough to tie your shoes, much less dump you in the water. I'm not even worthy enough to even unlatch your sandals off of your feet, but you want me to baptize you in water? But the moment that Jesus came up, the heavens parted.
Yeah.
And a dove came and sat on his shoulder. And God said, this is my son who I'm well pleased.
Yes.
Now again, I'll be jumping out of the pool. If a white dove flies in this building Sunday, and the heavens open and start talking, I'm going to be out of the pool. But I will say this, there's a cleansing there.
Yes.
There's a cleansing there becomes preparation.
Yeah.
Jesus had to be baptized because it was preparation for what was getting ready to happen to him. It was symbolic of a representation of, hey, I'm doing this, you need to do this.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had an opportunity where I've looked at something and been like, oh, I don't have to do that because Jesus never had to walk through that. Trust me, I don't want to go through some of the things that he went through. I don't know that I can go without food for a long time and then somebody bring me a loaf of bread and be like, eat this and you'll be okay. I'm like, okay. You know, Jesus did that. I'm not going into the wilderness by myself. Walking out and finding my friends sleeping on a rock and be like, what in the world?
Yeah.
Where'd y'all go? You guys can't even stay awake with me for half a day. Stay awake for a night with me and pray with me. Mm-hmm. I'm going over here. I'm not picking up somebody's ear and putting it back on their face either. Sorry, it's off. You're going to have a little bit. The third thing is this. Baptism is a testimony.
Yeah.
Baptism is part of your testimony. Next week, when we have people who get baptized, next week when those people bring people with them, they're bringing people with them to see them get baptized, but guess what's going to happen? They're going to see their testimony lived out in front of them. They're going to look and they're going to say, I remember what that person was like when they were out doing all the things they were doing. I remember what they looked like and what they acted like and what they talked like and what they used to say and how they used to say it. But something's different about them. What is it? And then they see, oh, wait, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Baptism is not something that we should take for granted. Or something that we do for a show.
Right. Come on.
Are we showing people? Yes, we're showing people, but it's not for a show. Mm-hmm. The same story that is told to people who don't know Jesus. The same story that you tell people when you start to witness to them and tell them about the relationship you have with God is the same story that comes when you don't get baptized. It just becomes more of a visual for people than just hearing about it. I'll be honest, I could tell you a whole lot of things. I went fishing last week. I could have told you all of what I did. But the proof is in what? The proof is in the pudding, right? The proof is in the place where you see it. Sometimes you have to see it. Sometimes you have to see it to understand what somebody's talking about. Sometimes you have to experience it for yourself before you realize that person really knows what they're saying.
Yeah.
That person is being sincere and honest and true about what it is that they're actually talking about. We've been made whole in Him. We have a testimony. And that testimony has to be shared with everything and every person that we come in contact with. We don't have a testimony so we can sit back and just watch other people do what they want to do.
Right.
We don't have a testimony so we can just sit there and be like, oh, well, hopefully one day they'll figure it out. Our testimony is to be shared.
Yes.
Our testimony is to be shared with people to let them see who Jesus is. Remember last week we had that visual that I took and I cut that rope? Your water baptism is your visual to show people that I'm not just talk, I'm actually doing something about it. It's not just talk of me saying, oh, I go to church on Sunday. Oh, I read my Bible or I pray or this or that. It's saying, here is what God has done in me. And I'm taking that next step. I'm excited that we have several people next week that are going to be baptized. But I'm going to say this. It's cool to me. I think it's exciting. But I think there's more people. More people that have made that decision, more people that have said they want to do it but haven't been baptized yet because they just don't realize or understand what it really means. And I'm not saying that there's people in here, I'm just saying there's people out there. I'm excited to see what happens next week. I'm excited to see how that opportunity changes people. There's somebody who has been talking about water baptism for months. Super excited. Penelope has this massive smile on her face because she is so excited. It's one of the very first things when we started planning the church. Laura looked at me and she goes, Penelope wants to know, do we have a baptism tank? And I said, we do. And she goes, can we use it? And I said, we can. She goes, she wants to know when. Like, she was ready now. Like, I could have filled it up with all the stuff that's still in there. And she'd have been like, let's go. You know, I promise I will try to make sure it's warm. I cannot guarantee anything. If I get in there and you see me shivering, we'll just all be cold together. But part of our testimony is sharing what God has done for us. Part of our testimony is allowing people to see the things that God has done. They can't see it if they're not here. They can't see it if you're not inviting them. They can't see it if you're not saying, hey, this is going to happen. I've had so many people that I have seen get baptized. And one of the things that I've seen them and I've heard them say is, yeah, my aunt was really upset that I didn't call her and tell her I was doing it because she said she'd be here. Or my this person or my that person said that they would have been there if they would have just known about it. Well, I promise you one thing. I'm not going to be able to tell them, so you're going to have to. They need you to tell them. They need you to tell them what's going to happen. They need you to let them know to be here at 10:30. You may want to tell them to be here at 10:15. Because some of us have our own little sections in our own seats. And they may show up, and guess what? A lot of times I've seen this. When somebody goes to get baptized, some reason they go from the back row to the front row that Sunday. I may have to pull my thing back just a little bit for Bishop next Sunday. He may have to preach from up there. I'm all right with that. He may be more comfortable preaching up there. We may have to preach in the baptism tank. I don't know. But I want you to understand something. Those who accepted his message were baptized. They accepted the message first. Then they were baptized. And after that, they were added to the number of the church. See, it's not a coincidence that we decide that we're going to do water baptism and membership on the same day. My hope is that we have people who are getting baptized and people who are joining the church on the same day. We may have people who are getting baptized and say, it's not my time to join the church yet. We may have people who join the church and they've already been baptized, but they're joining the church. But how cool would it be to have somebody be baptized and join the church on the same day? It's just like what the Word says.
Come on.
I want to encourage you this morning. When you get out a little early today, you can say thank you. You might meet some people to the restaurant. Don't forget, we're going to meet over here for Fall Festival. If you're going to be helping, we need you to meet over here. But I want you to understand something this morning. When we do water baptism, it is showing your commitment to God, not for a show, but to show people that you have changed your life. That your life has been changed, that your life has been renewed, that you have come up, you have went down dirty and come up clean. It's showcasing that commitment. It's showcasing the cleansing. And it's a part of the testimony that you get to tell. It's part of your testimony that you get to tell people, yeah, I got saved this day. And I walked with God this day. And we started doing stuff this day. And on this day, I was at this church. And I went and got baptized on this day. And from then on, I've been able to talk about who Jesus is. And I've been able to tell people, I'm going to be honest with you. You might look at me and say, hey, it's been a long time since I've been baptized. It's been a long time since I've actually been baptized. I'll be honest with you, there's nothing that says that you can't do it again. If you look at me today and you say, Pastor, next week I'm coming and I'm going to bring my stuff and I don't know if I'm going to do it or not, but I'm going to be ready in case I decide I want to. Okay. I'll be honest with you. We'll make it happen. Your outward commitment, your outward showing of who you are and what you have done, the commitment that you have made to God, that is what this is about, is the outward expression of that. And if you say, it's been a long time since I've been baptized, but I want to be baptized again, I don't care how young you are or how old you are. I don't care if you decide that next week you don't want to be a member of the church and you're going to go somewhere else. But if you say, hey, I want to be baptized, we're going to have the water and the tank ready to go. If you say, I don't know if I can walk up the steps and be able to do it, we'll help you get in there. And we'll help you get out. We may have to push you a little bit to get you out, but it's okay. I hope I don't have to do that. But if you say next week, you say, I want to be baptized. back there. If you get home this week and you're like, I think I'm going to get baptized next week, bring the change of clothes. Bring something you can get wet in that you can take home and throw it in the washing machine or dryer. Bring a towel with you. The only thing we ask is that you bring something with dark clothes. Why do we always say dark clothes? Because it's better with dark clothes than it is light clothes. Just leave it that. But I will tell you this. If you look at me today and you say, Pastor, next week I'm going to be baptized. Meet me after service. Write it on the paper. If you leave here this week and you say, man, I didn't do it, I should have done it, I really needed to say it, just come ready next week. If you get here next week and you have clothes and you decide you don't want to do it, that's fine. If you get here next week and you don't have clothes and you say I want to do it, I'll have some extra towels. I won't have extra change of clothes, but I'll have extra towels. Accepted him as your Lord and Savior, and that you are going down in the water dirty and coming back up clean. It is a cleansing. And it's part of your testimony. Let's pray this morning. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be here today. God, I ask God that today that you would work through our hearts, God. God, that this morning as we leave here today and we make that decision, are we wanting to be baptized, are we not wanting to be baptized, have we been baptized before, we need to be rebaptized. God, allow us to understand that this is part of our commitment to you, God. God, this is part of our way of saying that we are in relationship with you. God, I pray for each person in this room, God, that you would give them strength, God, you would encourage them, God, that you would give them the courage to invite somebody to come with them next week. God, whether they're going to be coming in as new members or they're coming in as new members and getting baptized, or whether they're just coming in to be baptized, God, whether they're just coming to be a part of the service, God, help them to invite somebody to come with them, to experience you in a new way, God. God, I thank you for each person that's here. God, I thank you for the opportunity that we were here to be able to worship you this morning. God, I pray that each person here this morning, God, that they would have that relationship with you. This morning, I want to give you an opportunity. If you say this morning, you say, I don't have a relationship with God. I want to be baptized next week. I want to do it. But I have to have that relationship first. If you look at me and you say, I need to have that relationship with God. I need to either commit myself to him or recommit myself to him. If that's you this morning, if you would just raise your hand and say, I need to recommit myself or I need to commit myself to him. If you would just raise your hand this morning and put it right back down. I just want to pray for you this morning. God, I thank you for each person here, God. God, for people who raised their hands and didn't raise their hands, God. I'm going to ask that you would repeat this after me. Say, Dear Jesus, I know that I've made mistakes. I ask you to come to my heart. Cleanse me this morning. today. Help me have a relationship with you. And help me to walk out and be a testimony to other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you said that prayer and you meant it with your heart and you meant it with what you're saying, that means that you have accepted Jesus into your life, and that means that you can be baptized. The word says that those people who believe were baptized. If you're interested in water baptism, please sign up in the foyer. As soon as we dismiss this morning, I'm going to walk back and then we'll go over to the fellowship area here into the family room. And we'll talk about the Fall Festival really quickly. It'll take 5 minutes. I just want to give you some information and then we'll leave. But thank you so much for being here this morning. Please invite somebody to be with you next week as we do water baptism, as we do membership, and as we have our state bishop here to speak. Thank you so much for being here. You are dismissed. We'll see you next week.